Locker room chats continue tonight on KMZA. We're talking Nemaha Central. We're joined now by the head coach and Michael Gladsick. It's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Just a ton to get into with the coach here tonight, getting set for week seven, I should say, tomorrow night when Nemaha Central travels to Royal Valley. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but coach, let's start here. The 26 and 27 seasons, the football district assignments for the upcoming couple of seasons. Obviously, one of the local changes and of note, Nemaha Central, you guys bumping up a classification to 3A, at least for the next two seasons. So district number four is set with Atchison, who is dropping down from 4A. You get Hiawatha, Holton, and Jefferson West mixed in there as well. I want your initial thoughts on just this district, how it shapes up, the classification movement, and then obviously how things are going to look here in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a big change for us. You know, we continually grow here in Seneca, which is awesome because younger families are moving in. You know, our grade school are good numbers, both at NC Elementary, middle school, and then also at SPPS when they come join in high school. We knew this as a staff, as an admin, that we're going to bump up this year, this classification or the next one, next cycle. We had a feeling it was going to be this one, so it wasn't a shock. But, you know, looking at these teams, districts, you know, we haven't played these teams in a handful of years. You know, Holt, we played them last cycle, Jeff West last cycle, but, you know, we never played Atchison. It's been Hiawatha since 18, 19, somewhere around there. You know, so it's going to be awesome to see new opponents. You know, we'll have a brand new team, a lot of new faces. It's going to be kind of different not seeing Lake Rossville, you know, every year like we have in the past how many years. You know, we still got the rival games to Bethesda, so that's going to be early this next cycle, so it's going to be a good true test right off the bat. So I'm excited to see how these next few years kind of shake out.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a little bit different, but, you know, at the task at hand here, we were talking a little bit before we popped on here about how quickly the season moves. At most, or I should say at least, we're guaranteed three more games. You got two regular season games left, and then obviously a week nine playoff game, and then who knows at that point and how things are going to shape out. So obviously last week, rivalry game, Sabetha, you get them at home, just a game of so much emotion. It always is, but a lot of things surrounding that game going in, two communities coming together, and what was just a tremendous high school football game. You guys jump out on them quick. You score on that opening play. You get a lead early, but the Blue Jays, they claw back. They have opportunities. They miss a couple field goals. Your defense getting some stops late. I mean, there's so much to take away from this game. But in the end, you guys come out with a two-point win. What'd you take away and what'd you learn about your team in the win last week against the Blue Jays?
Oh, yeah. You know, this year, you know, we knew it was going to be tougher. Regular season game, I guess, with Sabetha. You know, they got a heavy dose of juniors back, some sprinkling seniors that are very competitive and very talented and athletic. And, you know, like you said, our guys came out on fire, which is awesome to see as a great start against a really, really good Sabetha team rival game. And then, you know, Sabetha, they're very well coached, and we knew we could never put them away. They were going to, like you said, claw back. They were going to, you know, make it a ball game at some point. And, you know, offensively, they just kept the ground game going, ground and pound. And, we were struggling to stop those early first downs because that's what I told the boys, you know, if they get in those second and fours, third and threes, they're going to lick their chops because, you know, that's a really strong, physical offense to run downhill, you know. And then at the end of the game, we finally got that first down, negative play or a short gain to make that second and eight, second and nine, you know, and then that changes their playbook a little bit. So it was awesome to see our defense step up, who was struggling most of the game, and then they stepped up crucial times to make that, long, 35, 40 yard field goal. So it was exciting to see. It was a huge win for us. You know, our kids knew we didn't play well. But I kept telling them, guys, that's an extremely good win against a very well coached team, a physical team, and, they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs here.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick joined us, coming off the two-point win against Sabetha. They go to Royal Valley this week, and we'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KMZA. Got a couple more minutes here with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick. Our Week 7 locker room chat, it's brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Number 2 ranked Thunder going to Royal Valley this week, and obviously a dive into the Panthers, but the win last week, obviously crucial in terms of district and league championship implications, and now you turn your heads here to Royal Valley, a team coming off a win last week. They beat Atchison County 35-7. You know, they sit here in 2-4, but they have been competitive in every single game they have played this season. Your initial thoughts on what you see from Royal Valley when you put them on tape?
You know, it's going to be another week of ground and pound. You know, if we don't stop that early down run game, then, you know, Coach Boucher does a great job of teaching the X and O's and being physical, both mentally and physically. And, you know, so we got to be on our read keys all night. Hopefully we see improvement from last Friday to this Friday on that. And just tackling. We had a big emphasis on tackling this week. You know, the missed tackles, the blow-bys, the whiffs. You know, against good Spetha's team, good Royal Valley's team, they're going to make you pay if we miss tackles. So I'm excited to see our guys kind of step up in the big moment. You know, I told the boys beginning of the season that, you know, the first goal is a league championship and the second goal is district championship, and both of those are on the line come Friday night. So we got a lot to play for.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I guess where we're at, you know, with your team, strides and improvements that you have seen, the differences that you have seen with your team from week one to where we are now, where do you think you have seen kind of the biggest growth and biggest jump from that first week to where we are now?
Yeah, a lot has changed, you know, especially the roster, you know, with Danny going out. We got Brandon Holthouse stepping in as junior. We're still trying to gel that front, you know, get back to where we are with a physical run game. You know, last week we had to put the ball in the air a couple times, probably a couple times too many, my opinion, but you know, I think teams got to start respecting our pass game. You know, last two games we've thrown for over 150 yards, so that's a plus for Carter. And then, you know, our skills are doing good things on the edge. But defensively, we got to take more pride in tackling, rallying to the ball. Coach Mayberry does a great job on harping on little things, and we got to get back to that Thunder defense.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. Normally, we'll kind of end things each week talking about keys and expectations. I guess let's get a little more specific with this final question. If there is one thing, whether it's offense, defense, any specific aspect of the game, the most important thing you guys need to do well to get a win tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, defensively, it's going to take communication and reading our keys. You know, that wishbone offense, you know, you got to dive back, you got a quarterback, you got the option back. You know, if one guy does the wrong thing, then, you know, the two running backs are extremely talented back there. They're going to go for six. So we got to read our keys throughout the whole game here, and, you know, hopefully we can come on top.
There it is. Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach. The big win against Sabetha last week. As you just mentioned, league title, district championship implications on the line tomorrow night as Nemaha Central travels to Royal Valley. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all you do.